North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
For Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 6, 2020. Eric Convey's writing in today's Gloucester Times, bucking a recent statewide trend of contentious contract negotiations and even strikes, Gloucester's teachers union and school committee have reached a tentative two-year contract. Under the proposed pact, which union leadership is scheduled to present to members on Monday, February 10, teachers would receive 2% raises retroactive to August 31, 2019, when the most recent contract expired, and 2.25% raises for the year that ends August 31, 2021. If union members approve the proposed contract during a vote that likely will come in a few weeks, the most senior teachers will make about $91,000 a year, and beginning teachers will make about $48,000 a year. Individual salaries vary widely based on educational attainment and years of service. Gloucester Teachers Association President Cynthia Carney expressed satisfaction that the proposed contract would put Gloucester more on par with similar districts in the state, but said teachers overall remain underpaid, given their significant training. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times. Also in today's Gloucester Times, Michael Cronin's reporting that the Manchester Essex Regional School Committee has unanimously adopted a budget for the next fiscal year. The $27,061,314 operating budget is up 3.8% over the current school year. The budget increase is more steep than usual. Increases for the district averaged around 3.3% for the past 5 years. Health insurance hikes and additional out-of-district tuitions were drivers of the ballooned budget for the fiscal 2021, which begins July 1. While state aid and other sources of revenue will pick up some of the slack, the district towns will pay $23,464,801 of the budget, a 3.1% increase from last fiscal year. Manchester by the Sea will be responsible for 64.35%. More in the story in today's Gloucester Times. The Salem News is reporting that construction along a two-mile stretch of Lowell Street in Peabody this week is expected to cause traffic delays and possible detours. Utility work to replace natural gas lines will take place on Lowell Street between the ramps for Route 1 and 128 from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Friday. Peabody police say traffic will be delayed by construction crews in the roadway, which may be down to one lane at times. Motorists are urged to seek alternatives. And National Grid and R.J. Devereaux Corp. will be replacing the natural gas main in the area of 43 to 190 Hobart Street from February 3 to May 30, from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday, with school restrictions at times. As part of this project, natural gas service piping that connects the main to the customer's gas meters will also be replaced. Approximately 89 premises are within the construction limits. A representative from National Grid or the contractor crew will reach out to the affected homes and businesses at least 24 to 48 hours in advance to schedule the work. Typical service line work will take one business day, and during this time, residents will experience a temporary interruption of natural gas service. When the work is complete, a gas technician will be dispatched to turn the gas back on, turn the meter on, and relight gas appliances. City of Salem is moving forward on a major improvement project aimed at upgrading conditions in the Museum Place parking garage, which provides over 900 spaces of parking in the center of downtown Salem. The work builds on a comprehensive engineering assessment of the facility completed in 2018 and follows on previous substantial investments in new automated kiosks and gates, new stairwells, new lighting, and new elevators. The upcoming phase of work is principally focused on addressing long-standing water infiltration problems and other necessary repairs. A funding request for the $1.1 million project will go before the City Council in Salem on February 13, and pending its approval, the city anticipates work commencing by late March, with completion expected by around the end of June 2020. More on this story at salem.com. It takes care of this edition of North Shore Today. On behalf of Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsports.com.